Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Church. This is Monday, time for another slice of fresh bread.
Glad to be with you this week. Glad to be with you in God's Word. Our Lord has given us His Word, and this is a bread of life to take us to the one who is the bread of life, and that is Christ Himself. It's a privilege that I have to be with you to do these verses, these little short devotionals each day, Monday through Friday. Let me encourage you to take Saturdays and use that for Lord's Day preparation personally and as your family. And then hopefully this can either help you with your devotional life or be an addition to your devotional life or be an enhancement of your devotional life. We're in 1 Timothy, we're in chapter 6, and we're in verse 1. So look with me in these opening verses of 1 Timothy chapter 6 from verse 1. Let all who are under a yoke as slaves regard their own masters as worthy of all honor, so that the name of God and the teaching may not be reviled. Those who have believing masters must not be disrespectful on the ground that they are brothers. Rather, they must serve all the better, since those who benefit by their good service are believers and beloved. So here, Paul, by the way, like Peter, and like James, and like the writers of the New Testament, take on this dynamic that was prevalent, more than prevalent, it was predominating throughout the Roman Empire. It was estimated that over 50% of the citizens, or those who occupied, not only citizenship, but those who occupied Roman Empire territory, were in some form of slavery. Now, it could be various levels from what we would call indentured servitude to doulos, which are those who willingly go into slavery, or those who have been brought into slavery because of conquest, criminal acts, or whatever. Particularly in the cities, it would be probably over 50%, maybe not quite as high in the countryside. And therefore, in these churches, the fact that you would find Christians who were slaves would not be unusual. In fact, it would probably be pretty much run-of-the-mill, as perhaps the greatest work of evangelism was done among the slaves. So how are they to deal with their slavery? Now, let me go ahead and also mention to you that in the providence of God and in the faithful work of the gospel, that by the 4th century, this industry of slavery was pretty much eradicated throughout the Roman Empire under the influence of Christianity. And wherever Christianity went among the pagan empires and among the various nations as it moved throughout Europe and Northern Africa and to Asia, it again would eradicate slavery. By the way, that's one of the reasons that the embracing and allowing and enhancing and protecting of slavery, chattel slavery, in the colonies that had been so impacted with the gospel awakening of 1735 to 1780, that's why it was so just out of character and how that happened. And of course, we still have consequences from that even to this day. But what he's telling them is this. He's saying, now listen, on the level of public policy and influence, even in a tyrannical empire like Rome, that this matter of slavery can be eliminated with influence and witness. But he said, within the church, as you meet those who have slaves who are Christians and those who are Christian slaves, he said, let's manifest something very distinctive. And even though as you're sitting together in the context of the church, you're brothers in the Lord, then as a slave, don't take advantage of that to give less than faithful service to your masters. And masters, remember how you are to treat your slaves as those made in the image of God. You're also going to have Paul having written books such as Philemon in order to tell Christian masters how they ought to move toward the freedom of their slaves. So here the Apostle Paul is telling those who are under a yoke, he recognizes that it's a yoke, but to honor their masters, don't treat them with disrespect, treat them respectfully, and don't give them less than faithful service just because they're your brothers. And remember that you are both believers and you are beloved in the Lord and from the Lord, and you are to love one another in the Lord. So that is what he calls them to do, that it would be very distinct in that testimony within the church of Jesus Christ. Well, he's not through ordering our lives within the church. We're going to pick up some more on that tomorrow on another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.